From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and other foreign officials will gather in London today for a discussion on stabilizing Yemen. The officials will focus on poverty and the fight against al-Qaeda. The Yemeni government stepped up its campaign against al-Qaeda after a faction of the group claimed responsibility for the attempted jetliner attack over Detroit last Christmas. North and South Korea have exchanged artillery fire near their disputed sea border for the second time in 3 months. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
South Korea's army says the North fired artillery shots from land towards the south. South Korea returned fire from a marine base on an island. Both sides fired into the air and there were no casualties, according to South Korea's presidential office, which called a national security meeting. The two navies fought a brief gun battle in November that left one North Korean dead. North Korea has recently escalated its rhetoric. It's designated two no-sail zones along the sea border till the end of March, and it says it will continue firing artillery off the west coast as part of an annual military drill. But paradoxically, some analysts believe North Korea may also be signalling its willingness to return to six-party talks on denuclearization. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The White House says a proposed freeze on non-security-related discretionary spending is a first step toward reducing the federal deficit. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
It's projected that freezing spending on this piece of the budget will save $250 billion over a decade, though that's just a tiny portion of an overall deficit that came in at $1.4 trillion last year. Still, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs insists it's an important step.
We are cutting in programs that we think that have outlived their usefulness and that need to be cut. That's what a family does. That's what the government should begin to do. And under this proposal, that's what they will do.
But some Democrats argue that the president should not be freezing growth in domestic programs until the economy turns around. The White House says the freeze will not adversely affect efforts to revive the economy and create jobs. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
The Federal Reserve is meeting this week to discuss how to exit the massive stimulus programs that were implemented last year to deal with the financial crisis. The Fed is all but certain to leave its key bank lending rate at a record low near 0%. The meetings come as the Senate considers Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's bid for another four-year term. Bernanke faced a lot of opposition because of the policies used to rescue big financial institutions, but he appears to have enough votes for confirmation. A vote is scheduled for Thursday. Asian stock markets dropped for a sixth day today. Japan's Nikkei Index is down 73 points at 10,252. This is NPR News. Sri Lankan state television reports that President Mahinda Rajapaksa has won re-election to a second term, following a bitter campaign against his former army chief. Both he and General Sarath Fonseca are considered war heroes by the Sinhalese majority for winning the country's 25-year battle against separatist Tamil Tiger rebels last year. Fonseca did not vote in the election because he, for some unclear reason, was not registered. Dealers at an Indian casino in Connecticut have negotiated the first union contract agreed under tribal law. The contract will cover 2,500 dealers at Foxwood Resorts Casino. The member station WNPR, Harriet Jones, has more.
The United Auto Workers won the right to organize dealers at the casino in 2007, but the tribe refused to negotiate a contract under federal labor laws because of its status as a sovereign nation. The two sides have been in talks for more than a year, and now a tentative contract has emerged. It will give the dealers an average 12% increase in wages over 2 years and establishes a new system for the distribution of tips, a significant percentage of most dealers' earnings. Denise Gladue has worked at Foxwoods for 15 years.
It's very exciting. You know, right now with this contract, we've gotten raises and job security, and that's really important in these times.
The accord must now be ratified by a vote of all the dealers later this month. The union says it hopes the contract will help stabilize labor relations at Indian casinos elsewhere. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Jones in Hartford.
Again in stocks, the Nikkei is down 73 points. Yesterday, the Dow lost 2. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.